welfare, making a phone call or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, as always on Fridays, is our good friend Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. As all the rest of the World Affairs Brief, today is going to cover the BP Gulf disaster, whether or not it's an extinction event or a mega spill. Getting to the truth of any such catastrophe these days is complicated by the lack of transparency from government and its tendency to shield international corporations like British Petroleum from full culpability. This deliberate cover-up on the part of both the Obama administration and BP and its contractors has led to a flood of speculations and disinformation, including a variety of false claims. This week I'm going to try to sort out for my readers what we know and what we don't know. Well, given that our world is, frankly, awash in real conspiracies to undermine liberty, it's an easy thing for charlatans and disinformation agents to add any number of false conspiracies to the mix. And the charlatans are out to enhance their reputation by claiming insider information, usually through a willing government disinformation agent who's talking to them, making them feel like they have special access. And the disinformation experts are just out to fabricate lies so as to discredit all conspiracies and their believers. You know, one of the most telling things is whenever a person is always quoting an anonymous source I have in government. Well, I want to be frank, no anonymous source within government is allowed by the powers that be to talk regularly to people on who supposedly are on our side of the spectrum, unless they're giving them or mixing truth with disinformation, trying to lead them astray.
I think very often, though, the people who tell the story really sincerely believe what they're getting is accurate. Certainly, we get a lot of information out of the Bilderbergers. I always wonder if those sources are feeding information they want us to know.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's no way that Jim Tucker, for example, who's the major source on things in the middle of it, could continue to get leaks from an insider. I mean, those leaks would be known. You can't tell me that the NSA and the powers that be who control it don't have the ability to tap every single phone and ferret out, you know, who's leaking information. And so obviously I think the Bilderbergs and the other globalists are getting confident that nobody can stop them now, and they're kind of playing with us, I suppose. I don't think that Tucker ever gets the real, essence of the meetings, such as the pre-meetings that go on before the Bilderberger Group, where the real decisions are made. The Bilderberg Group, is in fact just kind of like a leadership meeting. They're trying to bring up and coming players within the international community and get them used to a mild form of what they're up to. They simply don't sit around and talk about the ultimate agenda that the globalism has, including the wars that they have planned for us. So it's probably a little bit of both. But what I'm trying to establish is the point that any one of your listeners here should never give credence to any Peter's person on the conservative side who is constantly saying, I have a source within government who's talking to me. If that source were completely legitimate, and they're probably within government to be sure, but they cannot be on our side, or they wouldn't be allowed to continue to talk. They would be removed, just like any whistleblower is within the federal government. And so we have, for example, outright disinformation agents like a supposed Russian female insider named Sorsha Fall, who regularly prints or has her disinformation printed in a new outfit called the EU Times, and one that's been around in the U.S. for a few years called WhatDoesItMean.com. These are the two primary sources that Sorsha Fall, whoever it is or she is or he is, I mean, the person claims to be a Russian academic, and yet when you do a search within Russian academia, you never find her name at all. Some suspect she's neither Russian nor female, but an American disinformation expert.
That's like Hal Turner, who was the fellow we saw him on television. I saw he had a little coin. It was an Amero coin, and he was telling us that the Amero coins were already being printed up, being minted, and you could see him on television with a coin, and you'd get a close-up of the coin. It sure looked real. Of course, it wasn't being printed up, being minted. It was privately minted. But he was an FBI disinformation agent who was actually out there, putting out false information intentionally on television and YouTube and Internet and radio, and it did a pretty good job of confusing a lot of people. So I think you're absolutely right. There is an organized effort to confuse us about the things that are going on today.
Well, it just shows that we need to be careful. For example, the EU Times has thrown out this rumor, always from Russian military sources. You know, it's very interesting. The biggest disinformation sources always tend to quote from Russian sources. And why? Because you can't trace anything back to Russia. Russia's a closed community. Even if they threw out a name, you couldn't call up Russia and talk to so-and-so and find out if what they claim he said is true. But they never give a name. They just say, I have a source within Russian intelligence or Russian military. But they're claiming that North Korea submarine torpedoed the deep water horizon oil rig and caused the explosion. And it's just bogus. There are also very well-intentioned and naive people on our side, Christian ministers like Lindsay Williams, who is a very legitimate author of a very legitimate work, The Energy Non-Crisis, detailing his experience in the Alaska North Slope. I highly recommend the book. But, you know, once you get a reputation, and I guess you make your living, off being able to have some special access, which he did rather accidentally, but when that source, former executive within Atlantic Richfield Oil Company, now becomes a constant source to him, you've got to start to say, is he being led astray? Obviously, he started out in the second stage of his detailing information and leaks to Lindsay Williams with a major piece of truth about the price of oil falling.
We'll be right back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, with another view on what's going on down there at the BP. So you go ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking a little bit about the insider source that's talking to Lindsey Williams and giving his opinion or supposed inside view on what happened to the BP rig. I'm a little bit suspicious that Lindsey is melding more than one piece of information here. About a week or so before Lindsey came out with his giving the source opinion about this BP accident, there was a piece that was circulating around the internet by a Russian scientist once again about abiotic oil. And of course, the concept of skepticism over whether or not oil comes from fossil fuels or whether or not it's been in the ground and created through earth processes has been around for a long time. But it got a lot of play on the internet about the Russian scientist. And Lindsey Williams' source apparently said that BP went down way, way deep into the earth and tapped in one of these abiotic sources and ran into extreme pressures in excess of 70,000 PSI, and that there was an immediate blowout, and that was the real story in the disaster. I'm just wondering whether or not, you know, Lindsey put two and two together between the Russian story, which he probably saw coming out, and the other. It just he has made a lot about you know, the abiotic thing. But in fact, abiotic is not just deep oil; it's all oil. There is no such thing as fossil fuels. There's not enough plant and animal life ever upon, even with millions of years, to heap up and pile up and create the oil deposits so deep into the earth as they are. It's just a fantastic extension of the typical evolutionary theory that you know, really doesn't hold water in specifics. But there are numerous witnesses on the drilling rig that dispute the fact that there was immediate blowout just from drilling down into the first tapping into the dome, even as to the depth. You know, there are lots of false claims out there of drilling depths of 25,000, 30,000 to even 42,000 feet. The real deep water horizon well depth was 18,000 feet. It's been documented. Paperwork that handles all of the documentation of every well drilling all the way down. Others claim that the pressures were, you know, 20,000 to 105,000 PSI, and none of these are true as well. We know from actual workers.
Where can we actually verify the depth of the well or the pressure there, the wellhead pressure? Is that available?
Yes. In fact, if you go to, and I've got this link in the World Affairs Brief, which you'll get today, where you have all the information that comes out of, you know, it's publicly available or has been made publicly available. There's an oil blog website with basically oil professionals talk on and have for years, and that's where you get the best information about what's really going on in the well. They talk to each other, and there are a lot of workers out there who saw the test data and did the test, and they have their testimony, and especially the well pressures. The way that they run these tests is that they stop the, when they penetrate the dome, they stop the pumping of mud down into it. You don't want to just keep pumping mud into the dome. And then you watch how much pressure pushes mud back at the mud. And they can measure how many barrels of mud are being pushed back and at what rate, quantity per time. And they have a formula that tells you exactly how much pressure is down there pushing that back up at that mud. And so it's a very easy process to document. What was interesting is that the worker said that BP did not want to do the test. They wanted to penetrate finish the well without doing those tests. And the workers balked and the inspectors balked and made them complete the test. And they got two readings, which are documented that they had. But they also wanted a shortcut and use seawater as the drilling fluid in the last portion to speed up the process. They were over budget. And they also took shortcuts when cementing the well casing. Cement is pumped down between the finished well casing, which is a pipe that's smaller in diameter than the actual well itself, so that you get a smooth flow for the oil to come up to the surface, and you have to fill, at least at certain portions, you have to pump cement down in between the casing and the well to keep the casing in place, to keep any pressure from coming up between the rough well shaft and the steel casing, so that you don't have an alternate source of blowout. Well, that's one of the problems. Even if you have a blowout preventer stuck on the top of the pipe, if you've damaged the pipe somewhere lower and the cement lining between the well shaft is being compromised, and so you have oil and gas leaking out around the pipe as well as inside the pipe. These are all documented in this oil site where people are talking about, oil professionals are talking about what happened. Well, as an example of other extreme claims on Coast to Coast Radio, which regularly features Richard C. Hoagland, their expert on all things NASA and in space, is once again citing, as he always does, insider sources within BP and the U.S. government to say a gas bubble 15 to 20 miles across is formulating around BP's wellhead, and that it may cause an explosion of apocalyptic proportions within a week or two. The pressure, he says, is that the well is 100,000 PSI, and when the gas explodes, it'll be like Mount St. Helens going off underwater, and will create a cloud of death and a tsunami wave traveling at 400 to 600 miles per hour, sinking all vessels around the area and devastating everything on the Gulf Coast. I mean, those kinds of sensational claims are just plain irresponsible, Stan, and I'm willing to say that on the air. Gas does escape, it's true, from these wells. That pressure is blowing out and bubbling up, but that gas is being flared and ignited in order to keep it from accumulating. It's just darn right irresponsible to say that this huge cloud of concentrated gas is accumulating. Here's another. Steve Quayle interviewed a quote, Mr. B, anonymous source, well-connected financier, claiming that there will be martial law declared and evacuation of the Gulf Coast on or about 28 June. Credit cards and debit cards will not be usable in banks and credit unions. I mean, there's no way that you could know that kind of thing. Besides, people have been claiming this every single month for the past two or three years, and it just doesn't keep coming true.
We've only got 10 days, and we'll know, and I tend to agree with you. I think that there's a lot of material going on out there that is sensational.
Well, there's no reason, even in an evacuation way, you'd cancel all credit and debit cards. I mean, people need to, as long as the system is operating, it's just sensationalism. I mean, the point is, you put out these sky-falling rumors and give dates, et cetera, and pretty soon people get tired of this, and they won't give any credit when martial law really does come. And I think that's part of the purposes. But it's very dangerous for a person who has a presence on the Internet to continue to search for sensational stories, which these disinformation agents are more than happy to provide. In fact, they must sit around chuckling and say, what can we feed to this guy next? Because he puts it out as fact. And, of course, the top-of-the-pile rumors are the BP oil catastrophe is going to become an extinction event for animals, fish, and humans in the whole Gulf region, typical of something that Larry Chin for Online Journal came out. Of course, he comes from the left, as everyone on the Online Journal, and they're just delighted that this example of capitalism gone bad, greedy capitalism, and that it's going to be disastrous. And, of course, he does put out some truth in his article about the cover-up. I mean, we have known for weeks that the government and British Petroleum have not been forthcoming. There have been leaks, of course, about memos within government, knowing that there was foreknowledge of these things. We have had a stock market manipulation of BP stock, where Goldman Sachs sold a couple of months before this. It appears very strongly that with all the coincidences of this well, that there was some foreknowledge, and this was something that may well have been engineered as a sabotage event. You know, I'm not buying, as you talked about the other day, the beams from the blue beams from heaven coming down and zapping the rig, whether from aliens or whatever source. But there are just an awful lot of claims that are exaggerated, such as the gas releases and the quantity and toxicity of these gases. There are gases out there that are bad stuff. Benzene, methylene chloride, hydrogen sulfide, all of these can be deadly in high concentrations. But the claims of current levels, you know, of 3,000 to 4,000 parts per million, you know, just are not substantiated by the facts. And local television stations in the Gulf have picked up on these stories, have gone and made sure that tests are done, and it's just not backed up by the facts.
Well, you know, that blue beam video, I saw it on the Internet, and it really is very impressive. You know, it looks like it's taken from a fishing boat. You can see the fishing pole every once in a while, and you can see, of course, the rig, the drilling rig in flames, and then you see these beams coming down. But, you know, you can see anything on television. I've seen a little three-month-old child with a deep voice, you know, carrying on an intelligent conversation. You see that on television over and over again. But, of course, it's all contrived. And, you know, if beams, blue beams that come down from heaven to ignite the oil rig, once it was on fire, why would they keep beaming the blue beams down? And, of course, you watch it for about 5 minutes, and you can see the beams, but you ask yourself, well, why would they continue beaming down after the thing was burning? And, of course, you realize this thing is totally contrived. Somebody's put it up there to add more confusion to what we're seeing. It was the North Koreans torpedoed the well. The blue beams from heaven, you know, from above, brought the whole thing on. And you're absolutely right, Joel. There's a conscious effort to get us so confused we can't see the forest for the trees. I think one thing you pointed out yesterday was the fact that this $20 billion fund that British Petroleum is putting up is going to be handled by the same fellow who handled the 9/11 fund that was put out, all these billions of dollars we paid to the families of the survivors of the destruction of the Twin Towers to keep them quiet. And now we're going to give another $20 billion to the people down along the coast to keep them from questioning what really happened.
Well, that's exactly right. Kenneth Feinberg is the attorney who's being picked for this. I mean, And this is incredible how you have the same players, you know, being picked by the Obama administration as were in the Bush administration that did a hatchet job on the 9/11 survivor, or at least their relatives. You know, they basically were made a deal, we'll pay you compensation, but you've got to agree not to, you know, sue the federal government. Implication, of course, even when you find out that the federal government was responsible for this. And there are a lot of people who simply would not take the money because they would not sign. I suspect there'll be the same attached legal requirements for any payoffs to people, that they hold the government harmless for this, even though there's going to be, you know, hell to pay someday. You know, in talking about the exaggerated claims, I want to make sure that I'm not saying that this is not a very, very bad spill. This is the worst of all possible spills, of course, and it's going to go on probably for a long time. The experts say it may take them till Christmas to drill another couple of wells and to plug this one. You know, you can intercept the well and then push in your plugging fluid way, way down deep in the ground, which is what they're trying to do. And it's just going to take time. I think that even though the law states that oil companies are only responsible for $75 million in damages for any spill, a lot of bad law has been passed to immunize major oil companies for drilling in U.S. waters.
But, you know, Joe, the most significant thing about that, you're absolutely right, the law says they're not liable for any more than $75 million. So why, without any hesitation or without even any saying, well, you know, that's the law, you know, we're working under the law, suddenly they're going to put up $20 billion. It's almost as if, like, they're trying to keep everybody questioning what's going on.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and I just want to point out that after the Twin Towers attack, we had a justification for going to war. Oh, President Obama, in his speech the other night, said, you know, after this oil burst there in the Gulf, why, your life is not going to be the same. The world is going to change. And, of course, they're going to be able to get through their cap-and-trade bill, which probably was dead in the water. But they're going to stop offshore drilling. It's only for 6 months, but if you believe that, why, you probably believe that that Richard Nixon's suspension of convertibility of our currency to gold was, he said it was only temporary back in 1971. It's only temporary, and of course we still can't exchange our money for at least gold at $35 an ounce. Anyway, Chris, everything, is staged, and this is beautifully staged. As Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. They are using this to stop offshore drilling, to bring in green energy, to drive up the cost of electricity, to get the American people out of their cars. That's what it's really all about. Whatever the cause was, they're certainly going to utilize this to its maximum. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. The only thing sure about this is that oil exploration offshore is going to be damaged forevermore, and this is very similar to the Three Mile Island where you magnified something that was a very, very minor mishap, which was fully contained. There was no accident about it in the sense of damage to any other people. You used it as an excuse to shut down nuclear energy. The rest of the world was building nuclear power plants. All of the world had the most efficient use of production of electricity in a small package, and yet not in the United States. And we continue to subsidize all kinds with special loan guarantees from our government in foreign countries, even in China. We let our contractors, American insider international constructors of nuclear power plants like Westinghouse, General Electric, and Bechtel go overseas and do that at subsidized loan rates, even in China, who has all of the billions of dollars of American debt. And we do everything possible to get jobs for our American nuclear industry, which still is at the cutting edge of a lot of nuclear technology, but not in the United States. And that's about the same thing it is. We have British Petroleum drilling over here, and we have American companies drilling overseas. As I've said on your program before, I think the biggest conspiracy of all is the fact that we are essentially using the environmental movement, funding the environmental movement through governmental grants and through grants from the oil companies specifically, shut down American oil production, saving it for the globalists in this next world war when they will not have access to the foreign supplies of oil that they're using up now. And these people are not saving the oil for us, for our use. We'll be rationed, but it'll be used for their military use as they built back a huge movement to fight against the wars which they will create in the future. And I fear that that's the real underlying agenda between all of this.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they could perhaps subscribe to the World Affairs Brief.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is showcased at my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can go there and read a summary of the current brief. They could even get a sample, as it explains on the front page of my website, of the current brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I encourage people to go to World Affairs Brief regularly, since our research staff, as well as sending me the best of the top news stories for me to analyze, they post them on the website so that you kind of get the benefit of my research staff's filtering out the worst of the disinformation and posting only the best stories. So I think it helps, at least in people's reading of the news. Lots of free things on the website from the archives. My specialty is analyzing government cover-ups as a prime indicator of conspiratorial activity within government. Also, my website gives a rundown of all the books that I've written on preparedness. Spent 30 years as a high-security architect designing safe places for people and high-security residences and retreats. And when I retired, I put them all into three major books. One is The Secure Home, everything about high-security construction and self-sufficiency living in 700 pages. And another is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. That book is selling very well, by the way, to people in Florida and the Gulf Coast now. They're realizing it's time to get out of town. And I do have a book on high-security shelters, complete architectural plans, and how to do a safe room in a home.
And let me just put in a plug in. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can get them from Joel's website, but you can also get them from Radio Liberty, Secure Home, Strategic Relocation. What's the third one?
And how to implement a high-security shelter in the home.
Okay, fine. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. They really seem to be moving fairly well, so go right
ahead.
Well,
I'm glad that to support your work and do encourage people to buy from Radio Liberty because your work is very essential, Dr. Stan, and I certainly don't have the time or the ability to spend 5 hours on the radio a day like you do, so we're certainly grateful for your efforts.
Well, thank you very much. And we at least have a good staff here that we do run a mail order business. So, but we just want to get the information out, too. Anyway, go right ahead.
Well, there's a cleanup nightmare going on involved with this, too. British Petroleum has rode roughshod all over the Gulf course, Gulf Coast, not allowing photographers to take pictures, not allowing states to engage in their own cleanup efforts when British Petroleum has been negligent in doing what they should do. And Jim O'Neill of Canada Free Press says the Clean Water Act gives the President of the United States the power to direct all federal, state, and private actions to remove a discharge or mitigate or prevent the threat of a discharge onshore or offshore facilities. And yet there's another law, the 1990 Oil Act, which makes the oil company the first authority and gives rights over all in the event of an oil spill or oil disaster. And apparently that's the law that the administration is allowing to have precedence, even though it's in direct conflict with the Clean Water Act. But regardless of whether, who's in charge, no one's doing it right. There's all kinds of documentation about people working at cross purposes and cities and towns and counties and marine groups there in the Gulf Coast are just mad as hell, frankly, with BP and the federal government for not allowing them to do what they need to do. Everybody is being made to go through British Petroleum for its permission. They talk about how many volunteers they've had. A lot of those have just been for Photoshop events for the president. They talk about how many miles of boom they put out. They've been put out ineffectively, not in a zigzag W form as they're supposed to channel the oil where it can be siphoned off. They just put a circular boom, a circle around the oil, and the wave action just makes the oil slip over the top of the boom. So there's all kinds of problems with this. I think it's going to be a disaster like Katrina in terms of a bureaucratic nightmare.
And hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen, and for our last segment, Joel, go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about some other stories now. There's more deception coming out of the Senate, pandering to growing resentment against Fed secrecy. The Democrat-controlled Senate passed an amendment to the Financial Reform Bill claiming to strengthen the position on auditing the Fed that they had previously gutted. Ron Paul makes short work of their claims. He says, according to we do not see how we can satisfactorily audit the Federal Reserve without authority to examine the largest single category of financial transaction that it has, and that it's its credit facility. This is why I'm before you in the House of Representatives to advocate that the House conferees insist on the language of the Paul Grayson Federal Reserve Audit Amendment passed last year. The Senate-passed version, while an improvement over current law, does not allow for full and future audits. Chairman Frank's suggested amendment to Title 11 rectifies some of the flaws in the Senate language by expanding access to data regarding the Fed's open market and discount window operations. But here's the key. Data from credit facilities will only be available for audit once those credit facilities are closed. Exploiting this loophole, the Fed could simply keep credit facilities open indefinitely to make a single loan every 2 years in order never to have to divulge what they are lending to any institution. I mean, it's just incredible how, they play games with what's real. You can't tell me that the people in the Senate writing this bill didn't know that they were creating a loophole. They're trying to pacify the public into thinking that we are clamping down on the Fed and yet creating loopholes that allow them to do otherwise. Well, in another story, there's a major sellout by the NRA. They first objected to the Disclose Act, which would radically limit free speech of organizers and thus gun owners. The NRA has now agreed to an exemption for their organization and other large organizations like AARP and MoveOn.org in exchange for support of the Democrats' bill. This legislation would place draconian limits on the ability of organizations to voice their opinions on politicians and their legislation. The chilling effect on free speech would be difficult to overstate. For the NRA, the advantage is obvious. They have been losing hardcore activist members for years. I'm one of them. I support Gun Owners of America. This has happened because in compromising and wishy-washy deals they've made with the government, they have lost the moral high ground and respect of the entire segment of the gun rights voters and activists. These folks have, like myself, have migrated over to Gun Owners of America or Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. But what if the NRA was once again the only game in town? What if, by law, no other gun right group was allowed to criticize and campaign against individual pieces of gun legislation except for the NRA?
And so does that word is making the rounds in gun activist circles that executive leadership in NRA has decided to gain favor with the Democrats by joining in the Disclose Act as long as they're exempt. I mean, this is just incredibly a bad policy, but typical of the NRA.
But I think people have to realize the NRA has been, in my estimation, has been taken over. That's why it's losing support. It's like with the American Medical Association, the AARP. They have infiltrated and taken over all of our major organizations, the American Cancer Society, the American Health Heart Society, the Alzheimer's groups, the Lyme disease, the chronic fatigue groups. They infiltrate, they take over, they lead these organizations, and they are totally ineffective. And when push comes to shove, they betray their members. And until people understand, they have literally have a controlled opposition, and there is no opposition to this move that is going on to the centralization of power. Until people understand how clever the other side is with unlimited funds, you control the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal, the Democrat, Republicans, and of course then there is no opposition to the total government.
Well, another major piece of news, most analysts are saying the Afghan war has stalled. The troops that Obama sent there in 2009 were supposed to head south into Helmand and Kandahar province. Instead, the whole war is turning into a slow-motion machine, as we would have predicted for a long time. You cannot win a war in Afghanistan without, you know, hurting huge amounts of civilians. Of course, you had the major counter, General McChrystal's vaunted counterinsurgency strategy of nation building, put all those troops in, and you were going to go down and seize and control Marjah, a dusty, worthless village of 60,000 people in Helmand province, and then you were going to do a second assault on Kandahar, the city of 1 million, that's the birthplace of the Taliban. Marjah was a complete failure, and the Kandahar's offensive isn't happening. This is going to end up going to be devastating for Obama unless there's an Iran war, and then everyone will forget about it. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're planning the Iran war. It's their excuse to keep all their troops there in the region. But yesterday, after a week of media reports suggesting that the Kandahar offensive is being delayed, McChrystal said himself at a news conference there would be no U.S.-Afghan move to move into Kandahar anytime soon. In the spring, the military was leaking madly that the move into Kandahar would start in June. But if it happens at all, it won't be until fall. UPS News from UK added, McChrystal admitted that the planned offensive in Kandahar City and surrounding districts was being delayed until September at the earliest because it does not have the support of the Kandahar population and leadership. Equally damaging to the credibility of McChrystal's strategy was the Washington Post report published Thursday documenting an in-depth failure of February's offensive in Marjah. The basic theme underlying in both stories that the Afghan population and the Taliban heartland were not cooperating with U.S. and NATO forces, and this is going to be repeated over and over again.
Well, they look upon us as invaders. We are occupying their country. Why are we there? Well, we went there to get the wicked Osama bin Laden. I mean, that's why we're there. Well, wait a minute. Now, we're not even trying to get Osama bin Laden in. And what are the American? I think the American people are losing confidence in the war. Certainly, the Afghan people don't want us there. But the only people who want us there is the establishment. I think that we're keeping the troops there, so we'll have them there when we go to war with Iran. Just as you say, people have to understand that this whole thing is a lie. It was a lie from the very beginning when they told us we had to go to war because Osama bin Laden had attacked America, and it was all a lie. Well, we're out of time, Joe. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Hello? 11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, hope you enjoy our weekly interviews with Joel Skousen. Now, this is the time I want to mention my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we would love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a talk we gave, not on what's going on in the Gulf today, but simply on the oil deception, the idea that we're running out of oil. It's a lie. Certainly, oil is abiotic. Everything you've been told about the dinosaurs dying and of course, that's where the oil came from. It's all a lie. Sydney, you need to know the background of oil. It comes from methane, probably with bacterial contamination deep in the earth, converting, certainly, the methane because of the bacterial response into oil, which, of course, is why it has an organic base. Anyway, of course, you need to get our talk. It's called The Oil Deception. It comes with a syllabus, has my newsletters in it. You need to have the information to understand that. Now, the whole situation down in the Gulf is being utilized to get you out of your car. That is the plan. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it may very well be, but that's what's going on. You need to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus because it summarizes one of the most important documents out there. They've stopped publishing it. It's called the Global Biodiversity Report, and it's summarized in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. You get the Earth Charter there, and then, of course, we have Agenda 21, the UN version, and then we have, of course, the version that comes from Santa Cruz, which actually preceded the UN, because my community is where they try all these crazy ideas. The goal is to get you out of your car, to drive up the cost of electricity, to force manufacturers who are energy dependent out of this country to lower our living standards and to destroy our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. There's an intense hatred of America, and behind that are the powerful spiritual forces. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the DVD, and you can watch it up on my website if you don't want to get the DVD. Of course, if you get the DVD, you can copy it and circulate it with our blessing, because we don't copyright what we do. So get the information, help us to get us out. And then my latest talk, it's called The Specter Haunting America. It goes into how they're destroying the lives of our children. Why is 1 in 9 American children have asthma? Why you don't see that in non-vaccinated children? 1 in 11 or 12 has severe allergies. You don't see that in non-vaccinated children. How do vaccines work? What are they doing to the minds of our children? Would anybody intentionally harm children? You bet they would. And if you don't believe it, you can get the Simpsonwood report, the CDC report. They classified top secret because they never wanted the American people to know we have the Simpsonwood report. But you can get actually that on disc if you get the DVD entitled Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because, of course, they have a CD-ROM you get along with the DVD that has thousands of pages of scientific information. You need to get that. You need to know they're destroying the minds and the lives of our children, and they know exactly what they're doing. America's under attack today, not from without, but from within. There is organized evil. The DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Another one, excellent one, is Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. You care about the kids. Well, you will certainly want to come to our October convention. It's going to be all day on October 17th. Why, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get your room, get your reservation, and help us to form America. Until tomorrow, well, till Monday. May the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah.